Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. Today is July 5th, 2024, and I'm excited to be here once again every first Friday of the month. And I hope everyone had a great 4th of July and is looking forward to a fantastic summer. So we're just going to get right into it today because I think everybody on here knows who we are and what we're about. And I'm really excited to have an old friend, Jillian Rutledge, here today to lead the meditation. She's a transformational coach and a breathing specialist and a free diving instructor. So her life is really a lot about water. And her conscious connection with water really expanded about 25 years ago when she became a student of dolphins. And, you know, the dolphins are masterful teachers, and they really inspired Jillian to know that water, air, and all of Earth's elements are intelligent sources of energy, giving us the vital nutrients we need to live a healthy and abundant life. And so Jillian combines her wisdom, her techniques, and intuition to partner with others to free flow with the elements and, you know, help people to live into their full potential. She also dances with dolphins underwater. It's pretty gorgeous and amazing. And today she's going to be sharing a new transmission that she recently received from the ocean. So I'm really excited to see what this is going to be. And if you want to check out some of her programs and stuff, her website is JillianRutledge.com. And you'll find that also on the Global Water Healing website. So Jillian, what are you going to do? How are you going to share this new transmission?
Whoosh! One big splash.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, thank you, Mary. I'm super grateful for you. You've been organizing this for so long, leading it, and I'm also grateful that you invited me once again this year to participate in offering a meditation to this really special gathering. There's also a super dedicated pod here, and you've been holding the container for healing our waters for a very long time, and I'm grateful that I can pop in to join you, and I'm grateful for everyone else who's joined to receive this transmission. So, like I already shared, if you didn't hear, I just returned from a month-long visit to the Bahamas, where I was spending most of my time underwater, either teaching free diving or swimming with the wild dolphins there, and I was on the beach. And I was tuning in to what water was up to and basically how can we best support this gorgeous element that we rely on. And one of the things that came through to share today was how water behaves and that it behaves in a way that we can mimic, not only as a metaphor, but actually even physically, especially energetically. And so I noticed my internal waters and the movement it was doing and that it's really similar to something I've experienced in the water. And so maybe you have experienced this too, and maybe you haven't, but the idea is that we're going to play with a very specific type of movement that the oceans use to keep itself clean and fresh and alive. And this type of movement is called surge. So the surge is generally around reefs. We also see surge in waves, whether they're waves in the ocean or waves that are coming down onto the beach. And the surge is in connection with the currents. For humans, sometimes, especially if you've been snorkeling at a reef or trying to get into the ocean when there's larger waves, the surge can often feel challenging for us, and it can even feel quite effortful to navigate. especially since water is not the primary element that we're used to. We're kind of used to air. However, if you've either watched reef fish yourself or online, you or at an aquarium, you'll see the surge, and you'll see dolphins surfing in the surge or waves, and you can see how they move very powerfully with this powerful moving water. And the way that they move is balanced, relaxed, and they position themselves so that they can go with the flow rather than resist it. So some of this that I'm describing is something that we can mimic, not only in our visualization, but also in our energy as we go through the meditation. So surges bring in fresh nutrient-filled waters to replace and flush out the old stagnant water. So in today's meditation, I invite you to mimic this concept with the waters within our internal ocean, where we can flush out energetically the stagnant waters and replace it with purified, fresh, new water. And of course, we're not going to be doing this with actual water, but certainly with the same flow of our energy. And I will be guiding us in a conscious breath practice that will include some relatively short breath holds. The benefits of breath holds go really far and wide. However, they're not appropriate for everyone. So in being responsible for your own health and well-being, if you do have any concerns with doing breath holds, or if you have any health conditions that breath holds could be contraindicated for, such as blood pressure issues, stroke, heart or neurological conditions, or if you're pregnant, and hopefully if anyone's driving, hopefully no one's driving, but please do not do breath holds. Okay, so that again is if you have any concerns with doing breath holds, because they do create a little bit of pressure inside, not only the body, but in the brain. So if you also have anything contraindicated like blood pressure, stroke, heart, or neurological conditions, and or if you're pregnant, instead of doing breath holds, you're just going to continue breathing. And I will be guiding us through this and helping you go with this. Nearing the end of the meditation, we will do this surging breath hold. But what I'd like to do is practice it now for those of you that are able to do a breath hold. I'll show you the surging breath hold. And then for those of you that are choosing to not do a breath hold, I'll show you the breath practice. I guess I won't show you. We're not on video, but I will explain to you the breath practice so that we can relax into this meditation. So how we'll start off with is to first relax our bodies. And for right now, we're not really heading into the meditation. We're just going to practice this breath, this surge breath. So just relaxing your body. And then when you feel ready, go ahead and fully exhale. So go ahead and fully exhale, bringing your belly button to the spine, pushing all your air out. And then relax as you fully inhale, filling from the bottom to the top of your lungs. So filling from the belly, ribs, chest, filling. And if you're doing a breath hold, go ahead and hold your breath at the top of the inhale and then release and just exhale. And for those of you not doing the breath hold, just go ahead and exhale immediately. So I'm going to do a really loud breath into my microphone and hopefully you can hear it. So I'm going to fully exhale. And then fully inhale. Hold. Or exhale again. So let's try this together. And remember, if you are not doing breath holds, just go ahead and exhale after that deep inhale. So when you're ready, go ahead and exhale everything out. Then fully inhale, belly, ribs, chest. Hold if you're holding or exhale if you're breathing. And exhale through your mouth and release that breath. Let's do it one more time. Let's take a few normal breaths. So hopefully this is making sense for everyone. And if not, it's okay. Whatever you end up doing is perfect for you. So here we go. We're going to exhale everything out, just like a dolphin exhales when they come to the surface. Exhaling. And then relax as we inhale to the belly, ribs, chest. Hold if you're holding. And exhale through the mouth. Good. And again, if you're skipping the breath holds, just exhale right away through the mouth and resume normal breathing. Okay, let's begin. So I invite you to either lie down or sit nice and tall, and just making sure that you have a nice long spine. And for now, keep your eyes open and be aware of your surroundings while you settle into your body. Noticing how this breath that we just did has impacted you. Noticing if you feel buzzy or lightheaded or settled already. And while your eyes are open, just allow yourself to settle into your body more and more. Settle into your breathing. And when it feels to you, you can go ahead and close your eyes, allowing them to soften, allowing your body to soften, and bring your internal vision to a view of your favorite body of water. And we're just going to take a moment to set our intentions for today's water healing meditation. So go ahead and just set your intentions for what you're up to today. And when you're ready, just send that invitation off into the universe. And let's begin with relaxing our body, starting with the top of our head. Noticing your scalp. Noticing your hair follicles. Just allowing the top of your head to relax. And as you relax the top of your head, begin to scan down towards your forehead, relaxing your forehead, your eyebrows, and allowing that heaviness to flow down into your cheeks and your eyes, your nose, your lips. And allow your tongue to come down from pressing into the roof of the mouth, letting it relax. Relaxing your jaw muscles. Relaxing your ears. And letting the muscles that are right below the ears and the neck, allowing those to relax. Letting go. Letting go in the throat and the chin, down into the chest, back over into the shoulders, letting those shoulders come down and be heavy. Just allowing our shoulders and our neck into the back, the upper back, to relax. Continue relaxing this upper body, your chest, the thoracic cavity, allowing your heart and lungs to settle. And just allowing your breath to be more relaxed, softened, quiet. And let that softening, calm spread down into your belly. And at the same time, seeing it flowing down your arms, into your hands. Just taking your hands and placing them on your belly. Allowing your breath to move gently the lower part of your body. As you inhale, the belly rises and expands, and as you exhale, gently contract, allowing yourself to empty. As you inhale, let this wave of air fill you up. And as you exhale, let the wave empty you out. And keep on flowing this relaxation down into your lower half of your body, into your pelvis, into your glutes, flowing it down your legs, knees, lower legs, relaxing your ankles, into your toes, and letting your feet be heavy and on the ground. And if you're lying down, feel this in the whole backside of your body, connected down to the ground. Just checking in if there's any other places in your body where you're hanging on, where there's tension. And go ahead and take a nice, deep, full body breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And one more as you inhale, fill your lungs and exhale, fully let go. Feel how relaxed you are. Feel how soft and heavy your body is, and how calm and quiet your breathing is. And staying with your eyes closed, use your imagination to see, to feel, to know the waters within your body. Connect with this water. Similar to the oceans, even though they are all one, they have individual names based on their location: Pacific, the Atlantic, And we too have bodies of water within us. So let's journey to the waters located in our root. These are the fluids that extend up from the earth into our legs and into our lower pelvis. Notice your body as water. Notice your body as water, and it's safe. These are your waters. And ever so gently, let's begin to move this water, creating some very gentle, soft, comfortable waves. Waves that go back and forth from the earth into your legs and up to your lower pelvis. As you breathe in, let this energy wave into your lower body. And as you breathe out, let this flush back to the earth. Inhaling, filling, filling, filling up through your legs, up into the lower pelvis. And as you exhale, flush. And let this water wave out. Breathing in, filling, flowing, fluid up from the earth through the legs. And as you exhale, letting it flush out. And with each wave, see this area of your body surging with fresh, clean, clear, nutrient-filled water as it flushes out the water from before. And continue this waving movement until the lower part of your body feels clear, empty, and refreshed. Waving, flushing, moving. Letting the waters move in the lower half of your body. Until it's pure, crystal clear. Like sunlight sparkling on the water. Know that your roots, the fluid in your roots, have been flushed and cleared. And now we'll flow this water, this clean, clear, waving water, gently flowing it up into your belly, into the belly button, allowing yourself to wave the water up with an inhale and flushing it out on your exhale. Gently waving the water in. All the way up to the belly button and exhale, releasing it out letting it clear and flush. On the next inhale, gently surge the water in, letting it be a little stronger movement, swirling, and then allowing it on the exhale to clear out. Filling on the inhale, clearing on the exhale. Allowing the abdomen, the sacral area of your body, to flush and clear fully and completely. Replacing all old stagnant water with fresh, new, nutrient-filled water. Seeing the sparkling sunshine on this water. Purified. Crystal clear. Moving on to the next body of water, the solar plexus. Allowing the waves to gently begin to wave up from the earth through the legs, through the pelvis, and up into the upper abdomen. Below the ribs, and as it waves in, inhale, and as it waves out, gently exhale, working with your breath and your waters within. As you inhale, fill from the earth all the way up to your legs, into the solar plexus. And as you exhale, let it wave back out, clearing this area of your body, flushing it out. Clearing out any dark corners, letting the water flush and move with it. Inhaling and exhaling to the solar plexus. And seeing the sunshine sparkling on this water within, in the upper abdomen, crystal clear water in the solar plexus, refreshed, nutrient-filled vitality in the solar plexus. Moving to the next body of water, the heart. Very, very, very gently begin to fill these newly flushed out areas from the earth up through the legs towards the heart. And as you inhale, fill all the way up to the heart, very gently. Allowing this water to swirl and pool and move. And as you exhale, letting it flow back out to the earth. Inhaling, bringing the water in to the heart and out back to the earth. Gently waving the waters in your body, in and out, letting the heart ebb and flow with every breath. Allowing the heart to flush all of the old waters back to the earth, where it can be purified and filtered and recycled. Inhaling to the heart. Exhaling, releasing, flushing, clearing, cleansing. Flushing out any areas of the heart where there might be stagnation or buildup. And allowing this fresh, new, vital water up into the heart. Letting the sunshine sparkle on this crystal, clear, purified waters of the heart. Let's sail around to the next body of water, the throat. It's quite the journey all the way up to the throat. We have to make our way through the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart. It might take a little more energy to flow that water up from the earth, up through your legs, up through the abdomen, up through the chest and into the throat, flush and clear and cleanse our voice. And allow it to flush out back down to the earth. Inhaling up through the body, this fresh, new water. Flushing out the throat, cleansing and clearing, moving any stagnant energy. Letting it flush back to the earth, where she will filter it and purify it, recycling it. And see the waters of your throat sparkling, clear, cleansed, refreshed, illuminated. Moving on to our next body of water, the third eye, our forehead, and within, the waters within. As you inhale, bring the waters up through your body, flowing freely through all of the cleansed parts, up into the third eye, up into the middle of the forehead, inside, flushing out, clearing, cleansing, allowing it to flow back to the earth. On the next inhale, feeling the energy begin to build as you wave this water, move this water up through your body, up, up, up from the earth into the third eye, flushing, clearing, cleansing, and emptying out. Emptying out back to the earth. Inhaling waves into the body, up, up, up into the head, flushing, clearing, cleansing the brain, the glands, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and flushing it out. And we'll journey to our last body of water. Notice how the energy is building. To the crown, the top of our head and beyond. Let the waves begin gently, gently flowing up from the earth and building. Building, building, building as it flows up through the previously cleansed and cleared bodies of water. And as it arrives in the top of the head, let it continue to flush through. Flush through and up and out. Like a dam breaking. Like the dam opening. From the rivers to the ocean. Inhaling as you bring the water up, up, up through your body, and exhale as you flush it through. Inhaling waves moving up through the body. Exhale as you flush it through. Feel the sensation of these cleansed and cleared waters of the throat, the third eye, and the crown, the sunshine sparkling. Purified water, the crown, the purified water of the third eye, the purified waters of the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, the root, and the earth. Letting the sun shine and sparkle on these waters. And begin calming these waters, letting them settle. Letting the waves smooth out. Till it's like glass. You see, water is crystal clear. Purified. Completely new. Refreshed. And nutrient-filled. And as we prepare for our breath hold, knowing whether this is the way for you or not, if you are joining us in a breath hold, it will be anywhere from 10 to 45 seconds. And if you are continuing to breathe, this is perfect for you. Wherever you are in your breath cycle, go ahead and exhale, exhale, exhale everything out. Pulling your belly button to your spine. And then as you inhale, relax and fill from the belly into the ribs, into the chest, and just follow along whenever you're ready and hold. Hold at the top of this breath on the inhale. Relax. Relax your body. Relax your head. And hold. If you're breathing, go ahead and keep breathing like normal. Relax. Let the pressure build. And when you're ready, release. Release, let the air out, and take a nice, fresh, new breath in. And release. Take another fresh, new breath in. And one more, releasing that breath. Take another full, fresh, new breath into this cleared and cleansed body. And again, softening your breath, softening your body, and feel what you feel. A lot of movement has happened. A surge. Let this settle. Let the waves smooth out again. Until the waters within become glass. See how crystal clear it is. This is fluid in your body. Smell this new and fresh water. Now taste these purified waters in your internal world. Taste. See, smell, and taste. Feel the movement. Feel the flow. Gently, easefully moving in your body. Hear the sound of the silence of calm waters within. The silence. remembering your internal body of water. And your intention that you set at the beginning. It's now time to come ashore and return to our whole bodies. Feeling the changes. Noticing how pure and clear the waters are, the gift you've given yourself, the gift the oceans have given us. Feeling your body, noticing your skin. Noticing your muscles, tendons and ligaments. Notice that even though you are fluid, your structure, noticing your bones, your container, the physical solidity that you all also are. Begin to feel the weight, your weight, and the ground beneath you. Anchor yourself. Connect. You are fluid and solid simultaneously. You are a body of water. Begin to notice your hands and feet and provide some movement. Noticing your eyes, that you have eyes. And when it feels right, you can gently bring yourself back to this space and time by blinking them open, gently, gently, gently. And just begin to orientate yourself to where you are now, fluid and solid, purified. Cleansed, cleared, new, refreshed, nutrient-filled waters in your body. Welcome back to shore. Make sure that your hands and your legs and your pelvis are beneath you before you get up and move around. And also make sure that you drink plenty of blessed, pure, filtered water today and every day.
Thank you, Jillian. I think it's going to take a while for people to get back into their bodies.
I know. I can feel that, too, in my own body.
I know. I was really, really deep into that that process of seeing the water coming and going and feeling the also the healing of my body's waters going out to the healing of the global waters. As well,
beautiful.
You know, seeing that, how contributing, healing my inner waters is contributing to healing all of the waters, because
absolutely.
We're all connected, right?
Absolutely.
Ooh. Okay, is anybody in their body that has a question or would like to share something with Jillian? If so, unmute yourself and tell us your name. We've got a few minutes before the top of the hour.
Everybody's still submerged.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, this is Linda. It definitely felt like an internal bath.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
And as I was going up, it just felt like I was having a bath internally.
Nice.
Did you have bubbles? A bubble bath?
No, it just kind of, you know, it just kept clearing and clearing. I just felt, you know, clean.
Very nice.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, can I share?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Jillian, for this beautiful meditation. It was so deeply relaxing, and I was in the water in the Atlantic Ocean near the Azores, and I felt it was very purifying for my body. And during the meditation, I was just making deep dives together with the sperm whales.
Wow.
That's cool.
So thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for diving with the sperm whales.
Yeah. They're the best.
They are.
Somebody else have something you'd like to share?
This is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Bonnie.
So I completely went out at the end, but coming back, I remember at one point merging into my lower chakras became a mermaid tail that merged into the water and became crystal clear, and it was beautiful to bring that clarity within and without. But I did receive a message, like Mary said, we're all connected, as we all know, but I saw it so clearly that Bashar has mentioned that our oversouls are are part of us, obviously, but it's also, they showed me in this meditation, that it's part of the greater collective. When we come to this earth, a piece of our soul comes, but the rest remains out there, and out there is, they're showing, is the ocean. We are all part of the one of the ocean, and that just really became more clear to me through your meditation. So thank you. You're beautiful.
Beautiful, okay. Bonnie.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I heard the word dance. I feel like the dance. The dance, like you do. Dolphins in the ocean, and thank you for bringing the dance to us.
You're welcome. Thank you for receiving the dance.
Thanks, Bubbles. Bubbles of joy.
Bubbles to you and Pearl.
Is there anybody else? A final comment before we close the call?
Hey, Jillian.
Hi.
It's David. Hi. Well, something pretty remarkable happened for me during your beautiful healing meditation. And, of course, I wasn't exactly following instructions, but, you know. So a couple of months ago, I heard a talk by a man named Boris Saranovich about holding breath, about breath holding. And his point was that it basically had all the same beneficial effects as ice baths do. And that was interesting. So I experimented with it for a few weeks, and I got up to like 40 or maybe 45 seconds. And I just did that for a few weeks, and then I kind of forgot about it and moved on. And that was at least 2 months ago. It might have been 3 months ago. So as you were leading us through this, it came in for me to try holding my breath. And I held my breath for a minute and a half.
Wow.
Which completely blew my mind. So I tried it again. I was doing the exercise. I was pulling the water up, but you know, while I was holding my breath, the water was flowing up and down. And the last time I hit a minute and 42 seconds.
Wow.
I'm like astonished.
Well, that's amazing. And to give yourself some credit and some body credit, essentially, the base of that is what you would do to prepare for a free diving breath hold.
Which I never even thought I could ever think about doing.
Well, most people think
I
that way.
To
yeah.
Reconsider. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Wow. Anyway,
do not realize anyway, that breath holding is mainly relaxation.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be exploring this some more.
And by the way, Boris. Yeah, thank you. By the way, Boris is absolutely correct. Not everyone is built or meant to do ice baths. Some of us are meant to warm our bodies, and that's what breathing does.
Uh-huh. And some of us live in Arizona, and the water just doesn't get that cold.
That's right.
Unless you spend a few thousand dollars for an ice bath, which I haven't been up to doing yet.
Comes out of our
By the way,
kind of warm.
Yeah. By the way, a cool shower at the end of your warm shower does the trick. You can also just dip your face in cool water.
But seriously, I mean, here, except for like a month of the winter, the cold water gets down to like 60, you know, it's like 65 maybe. There just isn't cold water in Arizona.
Nope.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
What a wonderful experience that was.
Yeah.
What a wonderful experience that was.
You can now do a freediving course, David. If the breath hold is a minute and a half.
Oh, I will take that under consideration. Maybe it won't be, well, you know, I mean, that may be our next annual time that we talk to each other. Who knows?
Maybe, yes.
Very cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jillian. That was really wonderful. And I want to remind everyone again, if you want to see, you know, a little bit about what Jillian offers, her website is Jillian Rutledge, RUTLEDGE.com. And next month, we will have our shaman friend, Carla Meske, will be leading the meditation. So I wish you all a very happy July, and I'm going to unmute you now so you can all say goodbye together. And thank you again, Jillian. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Bye.